live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. She was an
American girl. Didn't know Tom Petty wrote this about the Dolls, did you? True story. Sandberg, how was the Tom Petty concert?
It was good. Chris Stapleton was amazing.
He's tremendous.
Yes.
Do you know Chris Stapleton?
I do, but I haven't seen him in concert, and I heard the
Chris
same thing.
Chris Stapleton
awesome.
Looks like the guy that would come by and go, well, your roof needs to be redone.
Yeah.
And he's got this unbelievable voice. And he's a great writer.
And he and his wife, they perform together, and they are, I wish I looked as in love as they look.
Really?
When they're singing to each
like
other.
Goofy
on
for
stage.
Each other?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Did he play long? Like,
yeah,
was
did it
a
it rain?
Long set?
It did rain.
Yeah. Did he get a longer set because he's Chris Stapleton?
He did play, I want to say.
Because he's a headliner. He doesn't need to open for Tom Petty.
Yeah, it seemed like about an hour. I think Tom Petty, Chris Stapleton's opening half the shows and
Petty's opening.
The Eagle, the Eagles guy.
Joe Walsh?
Joe Walsh is opening the other.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so.
Joe's an old buddy.
Yeah.
You had a good time at the Tom Petty show. Tom Petty's song, American Girl, is because of the Dolls. We've covered this. But in a world where you go, I don't know what I can do for a job. There's jobs everywhere. I didn't know, but of course it makes sense. Someone has to write the American Girl books.
Yes, somebody does.
Dave, did you ever buy these for your daughter?
Not the American Girl books, no.
The American Girl books. The doll, if I remember right, the doll comes with a book.
Well, if you buy one of the themed dolls, like if you buy Mary and Mary's story is...
Mary.
She traipses around California. She comes with a book or whatever. But if you buy the doll that like is custom to look like your kid or whatever...
Yeah, there's no book?
They don't write like a custom book, I don't think.
But you know what they need is an encyclopedia for all of this.
Yeah, they do.
Understanding.
Absolutely.
And joining us now on the phone are two women who have written the American Girl Encyclopedia. This is all the information that I know about American Girls, and in fact, I used to buy them for my daughter. So now I'm going to get out of the way. Well, you guys who actually have more doll experience have a talk. And you actually know one of these women.
I do. I know Carrie Anton.
Carrie Anton, family friend.
She's my sister's best friend growing up. She's been on every family vacation. My sister tortured her on a regular basis.
Just to be clear, that's not why she was booked.
No, that's not why she was booked.
Yeah.
We can get some great dish out of Carrie, I think.
And Erin Feligant is with us as well. And
she did not vacation with me growing up, but I'm sure she's also fabulous.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Erin, how are you? Erin, how are you on vacation? Are you fun?
I'm pretty fun. I want to come.
All right.
Well, one of the requirements is you have to water ski behind a pontoon boat, because that's how we did it in the Sandberg household.
Oh, that's not, that's not easy. It takes a little effort. You sit in a squat position for
longer than normal
time. Yeah.
Can you get up behind a pontoon boat?
You can when your grandpa has the biggest motor you can put on it, but it makes the deck bow as you're skiing. So, but you don't get pulled out of the water quickly, so it takes you have to be strong and hold that squat for a really long time.
By the way, we were on the Roth family standby, ladies. We're on the Roth family pontoon boat, and they got pulled over by the boat police.
Oh, too many people?
Well, we had 14 people on the boat. It was a 14 max, but the boat guy counted wrong.
Oh.
Boat police guy. I had never been pulled over on the water before.
Neither have I. That's pretty funny.
So, all right, back to the Feligant and Carrie, a portion of our program.
Yeah.
What are they doing, an encyclopedia?
Yeah, they wrote an encyclopedia for American Girl.
So it basically covers a lot of the dolls who are characters, and then kind of as Mary mentioned, the like some of the dolls that are just more like to look like your daughter or just like you, I think is what they were called at the time. And so a lot of their accessories, things like that.
And do you have a letter that corresponds throughout the alphabet, something American Girlish for each of the letters?
Oh, no. So maybe our next book, that'll have to happen.
I see I'm being mocked because I don't know anything about
that. No, you're not at all. We're laughing with you.
And you're pointing a little bit.
What about the pets, the dogs? I know the animals and the accessories, all that. Is that included too?
Yeah. Okay. This is one of the, you know, what's cool about this encyclopedia is it's one of the only places where you can see all of the dolls in one spot. So a lot of the dolls were retired over the years, but in this encyclopedia, there's 39 characters featured. So And the pets as well. It's like, you know, the pets are usually in a little corner of the catalog or a little corner of the website. But when you look in this book, it's like looking at some of those shots of, you know, the zoom angle lens of a pet looking up at you. You know, when you flip through this book, you're seeing the pets up close and personal, staring at you. So, yeah, it's a really intimate kind of photography. I think it's each page is a different character. Each page is a different pet. So it's the one place where every girl gets her due and every pet gets his due, and you can learn more about the characters.
Do you have any explanation on why there's no wine list at the restaurant?
No. I do not.
We really, really petitioned for one, but, you know, sometimes we lose out.
Mary Vandeveld, you must have bought these American Girl dolls at some point.
Oh, I have a lot of stuff at home, believe me. What's the latest? Who is going to be the latest doll introduced?
So in the book, you see V Yang is the most recent, because she came out this year. She's a videographer. She's the girl who's always filming. And if you go on the American Girls website, they do tell you who the new upcoming character is, and that's Nenea Mitchell. So this fall, you'll see Nenea come out. So she's Pearl Harbor girl. She's a Hawaiian girl growing up on the island during, you know, during the start of World War II. So, yeah, so she's coming in September. So lots of new characters this year. Gabriella McBride was the Girl of the Year in January, and then we met Penny Grant, who's a songwriter, sort of a Taylor Swift. And then Z Yang. So big lineup this year.
All right. So the obvious question for you, Carrie, is the inspiration for some of these characters has to come from, I suppose, girls that you've known throughout your life. And I know you don't design the dolls specifically, but do you have any input where you could take all the things that annoyed you about Sandberg's sister and put them into one of the dolls?
Yeah. So there was a gymnastics doll. So we've had characters who've done gymnastics. And, you know, so Katie was brutal about gymnastics. I mean, pretty much any time I was at her house, I had to read gymnastics magazines. I had to watch gymnastics competitions on TV.
And then perform gymnastics. And let's just say Carrie's not a gymnast. So
No, I'm like the biggest klutz ever. So Katie's like, no, it'll be fine. I'll spot you. And then that would proceed to me being dropped on my head a number of times. So Katie's now a physical therapist, and so I just feel like any work going forward I get for free because I paid my dues, and it's probably been caused by her. So, you know, I tried to work that into the dolls, but I don't get as much of a say in the life of the characters as I'd like, but I could have named that doll Katie.
Erin, do you have anyone from your childhood that traumatized you in the same way that is represented by any of these dolls?
Oh, I do it all the time. I sneak in names all the time. So in fiction, yeah, I don't want to name names, but Jamie was my arch nemesis in grade school. So there's a whole series, Interstar University. It's no longer in print, but Jamie, she was in every book. She was a brat, and I got my... I got revenge, let's put it that way.
When we were little, I would listen to my sister on the phone with Carrie and ask her to come over. And Carrie would say, but I don't want to read gymnastic magazines. And Katie would say, we're not going to read gymnastic magazines. And then she would get her over and they'd be in the room and she would
reading
pull out
gymnastics
the pile
magazines.
Of Aww. Old gymnastic magazines, like stories you already knew what was happening. So Steve has an 18-month-old granddaughter, Abigail
exactly
Grace.
Right. My first grandchild, she's perfect. She's better than the other grandkids.
I cannot wait until he goes to American Girl. It's one thing when you go with your own child, I think, and you have set limits. We're only buying one doll.
Oh, we'll shut it down.
Getting one off it.
Oh, we'll
you and Abigail
down
there, and then going for the tea. Right. He's gonna, you know, like buy out anything she wants.
Yep.
Matching outfit.
Yep. Yep.
That's my favorite.
And at this point, she'll just point.
Yep.
Just point.
Point.
And I'll pick up the wrong thing, and she'll go, "No pops."
No pops. Anyway, they're gonna be at a book signing.
Yeah. Where's the book signing?
Oh, okay. So tomorrow night,
Anders Books. Yep. It is at. It's gonna be on Thursday at Anderson's Bookshop in LaGrange.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing both a book signing, but we're also doing an event. So we're going to do some fun trivia about American Girl, whether you read the book or not, doesn't matter. But we're going to do a craft as well for girls, boys, doesn't matter, brothers and sisters who come together. So it'll be fun. We'll lead them in a craft, and then we'll do some trivia questions, and then we'll do a signing at the end.
Very nice.
Yeah, and a book giveaway as well, so lots of freebies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. It's the American Girls Encyclopedia. Don't ask him if there's something for every letter. They'll laugh at you and they'll point. and by the way, there's something else you don't do. Don't go up to them and go, "Oh, the money I've spent at the American Girl Store." They know. They've heard it every day of their professional lives. So go out and get the encyclopedia and make it part of your collection. And nice to talk to both of you. For all things American Girl, where do you send them? To the website?
Sure. Yeah,
AmericanGirl.com. All right, hold on. Katie's on the phone with the new gymnastics magazine. She wants to read you.